Hello, and welcome to a special business edition of The Shepherdtonian. Today, I'm joined by someone many of you will know from local fairs and markets, Nikki, the creative force behind Nikki Bakes. From a home kitchen to an award-winning bakery stall, her story is one of community, resilience, and of course, a lot of sugar and spice. Nikki, welcome.
What an introduction. That's amazing. Thank you so much. It felt like I was being introduced for my Oscar kind of, you know, I've won the Oscar and come up and get your award. Thank you very much for that introduction.
Yeah. You'd like to thank the Academy?
Friends, countrymen. No, thank you so much. And it's such an honour to, you know, be on this podcast. I've listened to many episodes and it's just such an honour to be here and speak to you.
Oh, that's very kind. That's very kind. So, Nikki, tell us, what exactly is Nikki Bakes?
Sure. So Nikki Bakes is a gluten-free bakery stall, and I specialise in predominantly sweet bakes and cakes with occasional savoury treats as well. And it is obviously all 100% celiac friendly, and I often have gluten-free and dairy-free options along with gluten-free and vegan options. And this stall obviously is predominantly operating in and around Surrey. I'm going everywhere from Shepperton to Chertsey to Woking to Camberley and to Walton and Weybridge, Esher, Hersham. The list goes on. As well as that, I also do cakes, special cakes for all occasions. I also cater in that way. And I also provide my brownies to cafes in my local area and offices as well.
You've been part of the Shepperton scene for a while. What do you think it is about Shepperton that's special in particular for, you know, small businesses like yours?
Primarily, it's very easy to talk to people in this area. Everyone is genuinely so friendly, willing to help, willing to connect. And there's just a very lovely charm about Shepperton in general that I don't really, obviously, in other Surrey areas, each Surrey village has its own charm, but Shepperton is just something else, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. And you cover more than the Shepperton area, obviously. But yeah, absolutely. So your business, Nikki, Nikki Bakes, 16 years is a long time to build anything, let alone a business. What's changed most about your business in particular, or about you over that time?
A lot of things. How much time do you have? I would say... What's changed is obviously having this bakery stall this year, which opened in March. So yeah, Nikki Bakes has been going on for 16 years, but it's evolved a lot. And this year, most importantly, it's taken center stage in my life, because before that, I had a corporate job working in food marketing, and I left that all behind. And that's been the biggest change. But I think overall, really, especially the past 5 years, I would say ever since the pandemic, the C word, it kind of changed everything. The past 5 years have seen the biggest change and growth with the publication of my first cookbook, which was a couple of years ago. Actually, the anniversary was 2 days ago.
Ah, what's the cookbook called?
Nikki Bakes Kitchen.
You've had a very busy year with the stall, from the summer fairs, the shopping pop-ups, and now gearing up for the Christmas fairs. What do these local events mean for you personally and professionally?
I would say... personally, they really are something to look forward to. I mean, right now, recording of this podcast, Christmas markets are just around the corner, and just opening up the itinerary and seeing what I have and where I'm going and what I'm doing, it fills me with so much happiness. And I think when you're passionate about what you're doing, there's that special warm feeling in the pit of your stomach. And that's exactly what I have every time I open the spreadsheet. I know it sounds like I should go out more, but honestly, it just, and maybe I should, but it just genuinely fills me with so much happiness and hope as well. So it really is personally something that 100% my whole heart is in it. Professionally, it's a fantastic opportunity to be able to speak to other small stall holders and connect to people that I wouldn't have if I didn't do these markets. So it's fantastic to be able to create kind of a connection, but also doing a market, because obviously there are lots of events out there where you can go and connect with like-minded businesses. But here, doing these little Christmas fairs and markets in general, you get two in one. Not only do you have a chance to showcase your product, but it's an opportunity to connect to like-minded people, you know, and it just takes you to such great places that you wouldn't even think about, in my opinion anyway.
And Shepperton seems to have a growing number of women-led businesses in particular.
Oh, yes.
How have you seen women supporting each other locally, and what difference does that make?
A huge difference because of the relatability, first and foremost. But I think it's just something, especially in Shepperton. I mean, I have to definitely give a shout out to Catherine Hayes, the owner of Totally Tangerine Cookery. She is a force to be reckoned with. And when I first started the store back in March this year, we already had a working relationship with each other, but Kat most certainly helped me kind of integrate into where she is based in the courtyard. And from her connection, she was so lovely and kind and introduced me to other small business owners. And yes, it just so happened that they were also women-owned businesses. And it was like a snowball, just snowballed from there. And I'm so, so grateful because, well, to be honest, I like to raise people up where I possibly can. But seeing other women succeed is especially important for me because I still believe that there's so much to be done with the gender pay gap and opportunities. So just to see those small little wins, it means everything to me.
You've spoken before about baking being a kind of therapy. What happens for you when you're in that kind of rhythm of mixing, decorating, creating? What
it's happens? Just... Well, I don't want to sound like Willy Wonka or anything, but you really do feel like there is potential. And it's also exciting, but also a little bit scary because you don't actually know what's going to happen when it comes out of the oven. It could be a complete delicious disaster, shall we say. But it's a bit of the fear of the unknown, especially if you're trying a recipe, but it's just excitement. It's electricity. It's, you know, being present and not having to think about anything else. Because you really have to be present with what you're doing. And as you know, baking is a chemistry. You can't just, like, not with, as with savory food, you really have to be very, you know, laser sharp with all of your weighs and measurements, because obviously the butter won't go right if you're not measuring correctly. So it forces you to be in the moment and tune everything out, which is what I love.
It's funny, you just reminded me there of, you know, the happy accidents. My dear old mum used to, I mean, she was a good baker, mm-hmm. not prolific, but she'd make the odd cake and invariably something would go completely wrong with it, but it would taste amazing. Yep. It just wouldn't look amazing.
Oh.
So those happy accidents, it's the right way around, right? Mm. You know,
to be honest with you, beige food is the best food. I'm just putting it out there and no one can, I'll die on that hill if I have to. Beige food is the best food. And that's actually very true. Sometimes it might not look great, but it tastes amazing. And you can never forget the flavor and the taste ever, ever in your life. So you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Respect to her.
Absolutely. And respect to you because your food looks amazing and tastes amazing. So you got the double whammy there.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This year, I mean, it's been a big year for all sorts of reasons for you, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. It's been a big one for you personally as well.
Yep.
How has baking helped you through those tougher moments, shall we say?
Yeah, I think it's in many ways it was a lifeline for me because I'm very open and happy to speak about it now. But earlier in this year, my marriage ended, and I was really very much at a crossroads because I was still working in the food marketing agency actually in January when I was thinking to myself, yeah, so it really hadn't been that long. And but I said to myself, Nikki Bakes, in some ways, has kind of been in the background or on the side as I was doing my full-time jobs, corporate jobs, these past years. And I said, well, I need to take a chance on this and just see how it goes. And when it started in March, it helped me cope so much because every week I was faced with new challenges and rewarding challenges and thinking about things like, okay, I have to order the gazebo. I have to order all the supplies and then I have to order the ingredients. And so in many ways, it helped me get up in the morning, have a reason to wake up in the morning. And the first couple of weeks they were okay. Obviously, when I pitched in Walton in the farmer's market, obviously people didn't know about me. And obviously it's going to take some time for me to become established as I have been now sitting here in October 2025. But the thing is, then I had a couple of customers that would come and they say, are you here next week? Oh, please come next week. And it's like, okay. So I was going through a really, really horrible time earlier this year. And the grief and the pain and the sorrow. But just knowing that somebody wanted me to come back next week, somebody wanted me to bake a cake for their son, or, you know, I really liked your brownies. Can you please come back? I said, okay, I'll come back.
That's wonderful. And of course, food often has a way of connecting people, like you've just described. Can you think of any moments recently where you've seen that happen, where something you baked actually brought people together?
Oh, yes. I can just, I mean, it literally just came into my mind right now. So I just did the Chertsey Market, and it was a Halloween special. And we had a lovely family come to me. So it was a mother and a daughter with her granddaughter. And she was, I believe she was of Spanish descent. And she came up to me and she tried one of my cakes. And obviously she bought the cake if you wanted to eat it right then and there, because they were quite peckish at the time. And they took a bite. And then, so the grandmother, she had tears in her eyes. And I thought, oh my God, what have I done? Has something happened? Was the cake? And I said, is everything okay? And then she came round the side of the store, to the back of the store, and gave me a hug. And I thought, what's happening here? Why is she crying? And she said, your recipe, your Madeira cake, reminded me of my mother and what she baked. And I just thought, okay. Well, first of all, sigh of relief. Because I thought, oh my God, am I killing her? Is she having an allergic reaction, anaphylactic shock? I don't know. And then I melted. And I was like, that means everything to me. And she made me emotional as well. It was a moment I won't forget.
That's amazing. So what's next? Let's see. You know, you have the lead up to the Christmas fairs and markets and things. With those, what can people expect from you? And what's next? What does 2026 look like for Nikki Bakes?
Very, very good question. Well, I mean, first and foremost, when it comes to the Christmas markets, you're going to be really in for a treat, especially, you know, gluten-free folk who can't have the regular filled things, like, for example, croissants. Croissants are notoriously difficult to make gluten-free, especially almond croissants. So I've taken elements of gluten-filled treats and put my own adaptation and own spin on it, but making it Christmas-themed as well. So something like an almond croissant cookie with cranberries, I'm going to be doing that. But it's not a croissant. So inside is that almond frangipane. It's going to be laced into the cookie, which is gluten-free. So when you take a bite, my hope is that you get the tight taste of Christmas, but also that almond croissant that gluten-free people cannot have, they can have it in the cookie.
Wow. That taste explosion. Yeah. Thank you, Nikki, so much for joining me today. And if you'd like to find Nikki's Bakes, then head to Nikki Bakes, that's NIKIBakes.uk, or catch her at the Christmas at the Courtyard event on Saturday, the 15th of November from 10 till 4. You can hear more local business stories like this by subscribing to The Shepherdtonian wherever you get your podcasts, and sign up for the newsletter at theshepherdtonian.uk.